And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a bunch of folks who are here to talk about burlesque and stand-up comedy. There's a burlesque and comedy show coming up on Saturday here in Sitka. Producers Hillary Sealand are in, Chris Turner as well, and Serena Wild, who is one of the burlesque performers. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, burlesque and comedy show and also Glorious Youth Parade will be playing. That's all happening on Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Mean Queen. Hillary and Chris, you are producing this show?
Hillary is producing the show.
Chris, what are you doing?
I'm surprisingly one of the comedians
all right.
For this show.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we're all used to hearing about the Ramshackle Cabaret that happens every year, but there are also some smaller burlesque performances that happen through the year, and this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary, can you talk a bit about the history of burlesque in Sitka?
Well, the Ramshackle Cabaret was started 5 years ago by a group of folks who were wanting, number one, to promote sexual and reproductive health, specifically for women in the community, but also providing us with some entertainment, specifically maybe some more risque entertainment in the dreary month of February. And that tradition has continued, and we've kind of gotten to this place where we miss it after it happens. So in the fall, over the past couple years, we've started putting together these little shows that are just really fun and bring us all together. And we love having the comedians as part of our show.
The comedians are here. So how did you decide to bring in the comedians as well?
God, that was 2 or 3 years ago with Shannon Smallwood and Dave Jenks from The Pub. I think it was sort of their brainchild. And since they've left, sad face, I've sort of taken it over.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how big is this show coming up on Saturday?
We have 11 acts. The show should run about 90 minutes. We'll have an intermission. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 8:30. And we have everything from, we have some pieces that are burlesque slash comedy. We have straight up comedy. And we have some more serious and powerful burlesque pieces.
Okay, well, serious and powerful. Is there any sort of theme to this show that has emerged or not?
In my heart, the theme is about celebrating diversity and really empowering every person that gets up on that stage and every person that is in our community right now. And they're pieces from every walk of life.
Well, so Chris Turner.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about yourself and then tell us a bit about your comedy.
So obviously I'm not originally from Sitka. I'm from England, which is where I began my comedy career, as it was a fair few years ago now. I was just looking for an outlet, really. I'd watched so much comedy and I assumed that to do it you had to be world class. I didn't realize that open mic was a thing, so I snuck into a sketch comedy group and told them that I'd headlined a whole bunch of shows in America because I'd been there once, and they believed me and they put me on as a headliner, which was a bit of a trial by fire, but it seemed to go pretty well. And then since then, supported a few TV comedians back home in England and did a few bits and pieces like that, which was a lot of fun. But then came over here along my wife to work at Fortress of the Bear, which has been fantastic fun. And it's nice that Sitka finally has some good space and some good people to put on comedy. It's there's a lot of good talent in this town, and there's a lot of very, very funny comedians who don't get to perform that often, but it's so nice to be here. And Mean Queen opening up this space is fantastic for the future. And it's nice to be able to do a gig and not have to drive home for 4 hours afterwards in the dark, especially if a gig doesn't go too well, because it's quite a lonely place if you've driven all the way to London and it hasn't gone that well and you have to drive all the way home. But yeah, it's fantastic for Sitka, and stand-up comedy is so diverse, and there's such a range of what is stand-up comedy that anyone can really try it and give it a go. But the comedians we've got on Saturday night have done a huge amount before in Sitka, and I love them. I think they're great. There's some really fantastic people in town, so yeah, really looking forward to it. And 2016 has been such a year that there's definitely stuff to talk about right now and try and put a spin on it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a very interesting show, but very good comedians who tend to take the higher ground on these kind of things. So it's not going to be offensive. You don't have to worry about that. Obviously, there's a bit of divide right now within the country, but the comedians are just up for having fun. That's what the comedians in Sitka seem to be like. They're not going to try and wind anyone up or cause offense for the sake of it, which some comedians would take that road. They're just fun. They're just very fun comedians. So really looking forward to Saturday.
How would you define your comedy? Because you will be performing.
That's right. Still writing the set, so we'll find out what it looks like on Saturday. But it tends to be more story-based. I like to talk about things I've been up to, because when I'm back in England, I can talk about what I've been up to in Alaska, which often attracts a bit of attention. And being here in Alaska, you can talk about what you've been up to in England, which again seems to attract some attention. So I tend to go on that side of things, talk about stuff that people may not have experienced before, and my unique spin on that. I'm also a dad now, so that's a lot of fun. Chasing around a child often provides a lot of humor.
Around so. Bears.
Oh, yeah, chasing around the bears. Again, that would go down pretty well.
Children
in England.
Bears.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Serena Wild, let's turn to you. You're performing burlesque. How long have you been doing burlesque?
I think I've been doing it I've done one big show in the spring, and I think this is my second or third fall shows, my third fall shows. Wow, time's flown by. Yeah, I always watched the big shows. I loved them. It looked like so much fun and such a fun group of people to work with that I started asking around about it. And then Shannon Smallwood approached me about starting doing the little shows at the pub, and I was like, sure, why not? Give it a go.
What does burlesque mean for you?
It's, like Hillary said, it's empowering to be up there and to show things to people. You get to choose what you show them. And I've always kind of struggled a little bit with body issues, so this has really broken me out of that. Like, I'm a lot more comfortable in my body now.
So you feel like it's body positive?
It is, very. And the group of people that are doing it are so loving and supportive. And basically whatever you do, everybody is just like, that's amazing. They're very positive. It's a very supportive group.
So what does your act sort of look like? Can you give us a little insight into what that's going to be like?
Yeah, I've picked out a song, and I've picked out a song so far.
And it sounds like everybody's a bit of, you know, performance procrastinators here.
I think that's the main thing that happens in any kind of performance is you give it a bit of planning, but really a bit of pressure always helps. But we are lucky in Sitka with having such great crowds. I don't think any of us have done a show where the crowd have not been massively up for it, which makes things easier. And like Serena was saying, the confidence that comes with having positive backing from a good crowd is huge. So we do appreciate that a lot.
Yes. Serena, do you think that your performances have changed over time?
I think so, yes, definitely.
How so?
Well, first show or two, I was a lot shyer and not very confident about what I was doing. But now, like my first show, I think I practiced for weeks beforehand. And now this show, I've picked out the song and thought it over in my head a little, but I'm going to work on it tonight, kind of come up with what I'm going to do, and I'll be comfortable and confident with that. I don't need to practice for weeks and weeks now. I can kind of wing it a little.
Okay. So. And Hillary, let's talk a bit about the ticket situation.
So, previous to this interview, I was worried about selling tickets. But we have sold out all of our tickets currently. The space below the Mean Queen, I have been consummately impressed with Nate there at the Mean Queen. Patrick and Mary have also been very supportive, but they are scurrying to get that place finished in time for our show. And Nate and I kind of estimated that we could seat 50 people comfortably, so that's how many tickets we printed. However, we're in the process right now of actually measuring everything out, and we may or may not be printing more tickets.
How can people find out more?
People can find out more from any of the performers. I will also post on the Ramshackle Cabaret Facebook page. And then keep checking at Old Harbor Books. However, GYP is playing right after us.
Glorious Youth Parade, yeah.
Around 10-ish. And they are going to be doing some musical theater in which six of the comedians and burlesque performers will be joining as part of the theater. They're going to start 10-ish, and people can come to that with a suggested donation at the door.
Okay, so even if you can't get tickets for the burlesque and comedy show earlier, you can show up for GYP.
Correct.
Okay, great. We are out of time. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just come on out and support us and see the show.
It's going to be fun.
Early for future events.
Yes. Plan ahead.
So that's coming up on Saturday, and doors open at 8 p.m., correct?
Correct.
And shows at 8:30?
Correct.
Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Hillary Seeland, Chris Turner, and Serena Wild about the upcoming burlesque and comedy show happening on Saturday.